The ITB News Podcast is brought to you by Jordan, Kingdom of Time.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the ITB News Podcast. I'm your host, Alex Outhwaite. Now, each monthly episode, we're going to be bringing you up to date with news and market trends from around the world of travel. We're also going to be bringing you some exclusive interviews. Now, this episode is about the future of the global aviation industry. And obviously, the past couple of years have been a little bit tough for airlines, but the future does look very bright. And today, we've got a fantastic interview with Mikko Turtiainen, who is the VP of Global Sales at Finnair. During the past month, the ITB Berlin team has analysed data, researched, discussed and listened with a personal commitment of heart and soul. They are now planning conceptual innovations for the upcoming ITB Berlin 2023. ITB Berlin 2023 will have a three-day focus on B2B. It will also have a new running time. Instead of running from Wednesday to Sunday, as before, ITB Berlin 2023 will take place from Tuesday to Thursday. In addition to this, the kickoff event of the TravelX series took place in Georgia. Selected industry and media representatives were able to experience the country of Georgia and the renewed face-to-face communication. Georgia will be the ITB Berlin 2023 host country, and they are already gearing up for this. But first, let's take a look at some news from the ITB newsroom, and remember, you can check out further stories yourself at news.itb.com. Air Corsica is back in force for the 2022 season, having opened several new routes to Europe and resuming those that were suspended due to the pandemic. In total, Air Corsica provides 12 international routes to 6 different countries, equivalent to 150,000 additional seats. With this increased route network, Air Corsica becomes the island's leading air carrier for international flights. In addition to the sales for individual travellers, Air Corsica makes part of the capacity of each flight available by contract to tour operators in all countries served across Europe. This strategy helps the airline optimise its load factor for all of these routes. Air Corsica is also looking to expand its charter operations, currently representing 5% of the company's activity. Malaysia Tourism recently signed a memorandum of collaboration with Dubai-based carrier Emirates Airlines. As new strategic partners to boost the tourism recovery, Tourism Malaysia will work together with Emirates to increase air connectivity through a number of flights and flight capacity to Malaysia, from major destinations beyond Dubai and across the globe. With Kuala Lumpur as the main airport, Emirates is expected to expand its wings to other cities in Malaysia, as well as promote some of the country's latest attractions and destinations for shopping, family fun, eco-adventure, honeymoon and luxury holidays. In partnership with the Jordan Tourism Board, the Jordanian government has been looking at ways to boost the country's appeal to international travellers. With a host of new routes in and out of Amman and Aqaba airports in place for 2022, its efforts have paid off. One of the biggest developments to date is the start of 4 year-round routes to Amman and 4 seasonal routes to Aqaba by low-cost airline Wizz Air. Another major news is the arrival of United Airlines, the first US carrier to operate flights to and from Jordan. Last but not least, national carrier Royal Jordanian has big plans for expansion in cooperation with the JTB. "We want to double our fleet and number of passengers within the next 5 years," explains Yasser Al-Mahali, Royal Jordanian Regional Director, Jordan, West Bank and Gaza. Some great news in green initiatives, as the first ever net zero transatlantic flight could be delivered by the UK government as early as next year, which would usher in a new era of guilt-free flying in the coming decades. Expected to take off in 2023, the pioneering flight will be undertaken by an aircraft powered by 100% sustainable aviation fuel. This ambitious challenge was announced by the British Transport Secretary, Grant Shapps, during his visit to the United States. Industry estimates suggest that a UK sustainable aviation fuel industry could support up to 5,200 jobs directly in the UK, as well as a further 13,600 through global exports. Furthermore, its annual turnover could reach $2.3 billion by 2040. The fuel is made from waste materials such as household waste or used cooking oil, And of course, this is an important part of plans to reduce emissions from aviation to net zero. The first Airbus A380, powered by 100% sustainable aviation fuel, took to the skies. Airbus has performed its first A380 flight powered by 100% sustainable aviation fuel, produced mostly from used cooking oil. All Airbus aircraft are currently certified to fly with up to a 50% blend of SAF mixed with kerosene, and the aim is to achieve certification of 100% SAF by the end of this decade. In France, through its new hospitality brand Extime, the ADP Group recently revamped the boarding and waiting area of Terminal 2G at Paris Charles de Gaulle Airport. Terminal 2G is one of many at Paris Charles de Gaulle Airport, however, with a relatively small volume of passengers via Schengen and domestic flights, it was the ideal opportunity to showcase ADP Group's new hospitality brand Extime. The brand is due to reshape the experience inside an airport to passengers by providing an area where people can relax in a sleek, elegant, and comfortable atmosphere. To implement eco-friendly design, old airline food trolleys were recycled into dustbins, while propellers from old aircraft were transformed into lamps. And fabrics were also chosen for their durability and recyclability. They also provide a Parisian touch, as there are sculptures evocative of the Centre Pompidou and also a fountain inspired by the Luxembourg Garden. For today's interview, I'm going to be chatting with Mikko Turtiainen, and he's the VP of Global Sales for Finnair. Mikko heads Finnair's global sales team, which spans Europe, Asia and the US, to bring the Finnair offering to customers. He's responsible for Finnair's indirect sales. And with some 20 plus years of experience at Finnair, Mikko knows its strategy inside out. So hi, Mikko, thank you so much for your time today. Lovely to have you with us.
Hey, thank you very much, my pleasure.
So I'm really interested to know, how are bookings and passenger numbers looking compared to pre-COVID times?
I would say that the booking situation right now is the best that I've seen it for quite a while. The summer months, especially from, I guess you could say, beginning of June until the end of August, we're really seeing strong pickup in regards to demand. And in that sense, I have to say the flights are getting quite full, and we're looking for very strong passenger loads throughout the whole summer.
So it does look like there's light at the end of the tunnel now. Really positive news.
It is. And it has been one of the areas that we've been trying for the past 2.5 years, to, you know, for passengers to have confidence in regards to returning to travel and returning to Finnair. And definitely it is a bit of a more normal environment that we see when we look at demand.
And what about changes in the destinations that have seemed most popular? Has there been any changes to do with that?
Well, this summer we're flying about 320 flights a day versus about 370 what we had pre-COVID. So we're getting really close in number of flights to what we were before the whole COVID crisis. So that's really good. And a lot of those flights are to the traditional destinations that have been strong. So traditional demand from Finland into the Greek islands over the summer, the Spains, the Frances, Italy's, and the England's, that demand is definitely just as strong as it was before COVID. And looking at long haul, we have a very strong US presence this summer. So we do see the new routes that we've brought over the Atlantic. They are also quite popular, and also even to Southeast Asia, looking at Bangkok and Singapore, also doing very well. So pretty much, I have to say that I do have a smile on my face looking at the demand situation for this summer.
Definitely seems like all of the routes are becoming quite popular again then. Excellent.
Yes, very well said.
So what about these new business class seats? I've seen a lot of press around the new and unusual design, so I'd love you to tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we came out in February, March of this year, where we told the public that we're bringing a completely new cabin. So we brought in a new business class seats. We also introduced our premium economy, and then we're also refreshing our economy. So we're really spicing up our wide body aircrafts and our long haul flights. On the business class, we're the first client, the first airline in the world to have the Collins Air Lounge seats. So we don't even talk about, you know, them being business class or airline business class seats. We're talking about these more as a, you know, a lounge seat, something that you might have at home where you're kind of looking for that comfortable position at and having an enjoyable time. And that the seats are, in that sense, a little bit different than what many passengers are used to. You know, we're used to seeing the seats recline and through that way going into that lie flat position. These seats don't recline. And I have to be honest, the first time I mentioned this, I did get a kind of a questioning, what, the seats don't recline? But if you look at the seats, they're much wider and they're more spacious and they offer the comfort by you being able to, if you want to be in a sitting position, with the use of really special and comfortable pillows, you're able to find that kind of that lounge way of sitting that you may have at home in your favorite, you know, chair or lounge seat at home. So positioning yourself in the seat with the pillows, you're really able to find that perfect position. And then it is wider and it's longer than the seats that we had previously, for example, in our Airbus 350. So I'm about 6'3" tall, about 187 centimeters. And this is a seat that when I want to, you know, take that few hours sleep or however hours one may want to have, but I can truly fit full lie flat in that bed or in that seat. You add a kind of a platform comes between the seat and the footrest position, and then you can also put a mattress on top of that for additional extra softness or comfort, and then it's just, you know, you start singing Rockabye Baby and you fall asleep. So, but it is a very comfortable seat, and it's definitely one that usually you get a bit of a questioning look, but once passengers and other stakeholders actually tried the seats, they've said that there's no return. I mean, this is the seat of the future, and we're very proud to be that first airline in the world to actually also offer this seat to our passengers.
Wonderful. So touching a little bit on sustainability, what kind of green initiatives do you think we'll be seeing in the aviation industry in the future?
On Finnair's side, I mean, if we look at sustainability, it's always been close to heart. It's always been, you know, at the core in regards to our decision-making, be it from how we refurbish aircrafts to actual weights and how do we, you know, improve our onboard, also looking at the sustainable action, for example. You know, we want to minimize the use of single plastics or single use plastics, as well as, you know, food waste. But overall, you know, we see that there are kind of three main avenues when you do look at sustainability overall. You have fuel efficiency and what fuels you're using. Then you have technology and how technology will develop and how that's incorporated in into your aircrafts and usage. And then you have that third option, which is also offsets and being part of that kind of that overall sustainable actions that can be put into the market. If we look at going forward, I think sustainable aviation fuels will be an important piece of the puzzle when airlines do discuss sustainability overall. And this is also one that Finnair, together with One World Alliance, has also put efforts in, where we're purchasing sustainable fuels together as an alliance and in that sense, really trying to also bring the actions, concrete actions, to the table going forward. And maybe one additional point is that we're also offering customers also the choice that they can go onto our website when they've booked their flights, and they can then choose that would they like to also contribute in regards to sustainable action. So we have, you know, they can pick and choose on sustainable fuels or then different type of climate projects, and they can choose the weight on how much they would put in regards to that, starting from a few euros to going up, depending on what those choices are. But we do want to bring the sustainable actions and the possibilities that each customer can do also into that, you know, that choice model that I was talking about, that everyone has the choice on what they do, and some want to do more, some want to do less, but the option is out there for each and every customer flying Finnair.
That's great, to give the customer the choice. Wonderful. Finally, are Finnair going to be looking to launch any new routes over the next couple of years?
Oh, this has been fantastic over the past 2 months. Two inaugural flights that I've been, you know, setting out from Helsinki, and we have more to come this year. So we started up Dallas back in the beginning of summer season, so the end of March, flying into our partners, you know, enormous hub of Dallas and American Airlines offering connectivity throughout all of the U.S. through Dallas. So we're really, really excited about starting that 4 times a week operation from Helsinki nonstop into Dallas. And beginning of June, so on the 1st of June, I was also at the airport witnessing and putting into action a plan that we've had for 6 months. So opening Helsinki-Seattle and flying into the home hub of Alaska Airlines. And that was also a fantastic launch. So two routes over the Atlantic. And then on the 6th of August, we'll be starting up our Helsinki-Mumbai operations and improving that India catchment that we have. So really excited about, you know, starting to come out of the crisis and really being able to open up new routes and offer our customers and those looking on traveling over the Atlantic or over to India, offering them new options in regards to, you know, just getting there.
Mikko, thank you so much for your time today. It's been really lovely chatting with you, and it sounds super positive for Finnair over the next couple of years.
Hey, thank you very much and all the best.
That's just about all we've got time for on this month's ITB News podcast. Make sure to like and share the podcast and join me next time for more news from ITB and around the world of travel. This podcast was brought to you by Jordan, Kingdom of Time.